Wonderful. It's wonderful to be here with all of you and to share this time. And so the general topic for last week and this week is the general topic for this week and next week is kusala is a Pali word, and often translated into English as wholesome. And for this meditation, I want to use that translation. The other one is skillful, and that mindfulness is understood to be a wholesome practice. And it's sometimes said that Buddha said mindfulness of the body brings with it or includes within it all the wholesome qualities of mind and heart that a person could have. And that's quite a powerful statement about the value of mindfulness of the body, that it just seems to be all good in some certain kind of way, or promotes what's really good. So meditation practice is meant to be a wholesome, healthy, conducive to health and nourishment. And when we sit down to meditate, we bring with us our minds. And our minds are variable, it's very variable and contains a lot of different things in it. And some of it is, not so wholesome, not so beneficial for us or for the world around us. And that, that's the way it is sometimes. But the practice of meditation, the practice of mindfulness, is different than the momentum, the tendencies, the variability of what lives in there in the mind, our mind. The idea is that mindfulness is wholesome, and the simple act of being present. And the idea is to bring this wholesome engagement with even what's unwholesome. That's our job, is to bring the wholesome or be wholesome in the engagement we have. And one of the simplest ways to do this, that doesn't require us dredging up good qualities or being wholesome in some kind of, even some kind of artificial way or some forced way, is a very simple practice of mindfulness, no matter how it's practiced, to have this clear mindfulness of the moment. Just, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. But in particular, mindfulness of breathing. I think of mindfulness of the breathing as being a place where things begin working themselves out, a place where we begin finding or adjusting or relaxing into having a wholesome attitude, wholesome approach to the meditation practice. Just settling in with the breathing. And then we begin being able to meet all the different parts of the mind, including the parts of the mind which are not so exemplary or which have a lot of suffering in them or struggle or conflict in them, and hold them in an attention which is kind, which is supportive, which is wholesome. So as we do this meditation, don't worry too much about any unwholesome tendencies you have, any painful trains of thought you have, and any negative self-judgments you have. Don't try to be involved in them, but don't try to stop them either. There can be simple letting go, but just keep coming back to mindfulness of breathing and finding how to have this wholesome awareness of everything, including of what is unwholesome. So entering into a supportive meditation posture and gently closing your eyes. And slowly, gently taking a few long, deep breaths, breathing in deeply and relaxing as you exhale. Breathing in and softening on the exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And going through your body and relaxing on the exhale. Relaxing, letting go as you softening in the face. As you exhale, softening in the shoulders. As you exhale, softening the belly. Sometimes a good softening of the belly will also soften the shoulders. Softening the belly can also involve softening of the whole lower torso, relaxing into the seat if you're sitting. And then gently, calmly, letting your awareness fully meet the body's experience of breathing. And as we continue this meditation, gently, relaxedly, see if you can have a wholesome attitude in being mindful of breathing. Wholesome in that it maybe has a quality of caring. Or acceptance, gentleness, perhaps it's not so ambitious, greedy for it to be a certain way, expectations. but an attitude which is more generous to how it is, a willingness to trust the simplicity of breathing in and breathing out, allowing the breathing to be the pathway to a more settled, wholesome state of mind that comes as we settle, relax into just breathing, not being so troubled by the variability of the mind. Just beginning again and again with your breathing, trusting mindfulness of breathing. In what way would trusting breathing, trusting mindfulness of breathing, shift things for you in a more wholesome direction? And wholesome means, partly it means nourishing. If you feel the nourishing quality of meditation, might that help you to stay present? And then as we come to the end of this sitting, an expression of a wholesome state of mind, heart, are things like generosity and care, compassion, kindness, in concern, in care for the welfare of others. And then there's this wonderful movement called dedication of merit, where on one hand we dedicate all the benefits that we've received from our meditation practice for the welfare and happiness of others. But because this is an act of generosity and care, it generates more merit, great merit. Or to say it differently, if we dedicate the benefit of this meditation for the sake of others, we benefit as well. We don't end up with less benefit, we end up with more. So may it be that this meditation practice done on this first day of the week, may it spread benefit out into the world for the rest of the week, wherever we go, whoever we talk to, whoever we think about. May we do so with greater care and concern for their welfare. May this practice we've done today support us in spreading kindness, welfare and happiness out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.